All right, welcome back to our study. This is Gods at War. This is part four. And so we're finishing up the entertainment aspect. We're talking about gods that battle for our heart. This is the God of entertainment. And this week I want to discuss cell phone usage. This is an entirely different form of entertainment like we talked about last week with gaming and me and Emily were talking about this after service last week. I didn't get into the gaming aspect, but you would be surprised how many families nowadays, not us. I mean, I know I look much younger, but the older people, there are so many people that have a separate room in their house for gaming. These are people in their 30s, 40s, and they have a complete separate room for gaming. I mean, the husband, the wife, both of them. I mean, they have their own computer and they have their own stuff. And get out of my, that's my chair. Leave that alone. You got your own. And it's like, holy mackerel. I didn't realize how big gaming was amongst people of our culture in America. And it just, it's crazy. Man. But anyway, so yeah, you'd be surprised at all the stuff that people do. Well, no, nothing surprises me anymore. But cell phones are a completely different god within themselves. This is crazy. There's on a cell phone, you have all forms of entertainment just about at the touch of a finger. That's what makes cell phones the most dangerous, is because you can do everything on a cell phone. You can do everything on a cell phone that you can do just about with anything else. And this is why cell phones are so dangerous, because they have all forms of entertainment. I saw this. This is pretty cool. It says, do you remember when the phone was tied with a wire, but the humans were free? It's hilarious that now the cell phones don't have a wire, but people are tied to them. That's amazing. Stop and think about that. We're tied to our phone, and nobody is free. How many times do you turn around and go back when you forget your phone? Everybody's, oh, crap, forgot my phone. I got to go back. I miss those days where you didn't have to worry about, you get home and there's an answer on the answering machine. We always make things, supposedly they're supposed to be easier for people and save you time. But how's come we have less time now than we ever have? Right? Man. So anyway, speaking of that, how many of you had party lines? Those were awesome. My grandma Zedeker used to have one. We just pick it up, just listen to the neighbors' conversations. Yes. Yep. And in an emergency, you had to get on there and say, hurry up, this is an emergency. I got to use a phone. Get off of it. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's crazy. Nobody would do that anymore. He's... Yeah, exactly. Call waiting, all that stuff. I remember we had the one on the wall, and it had the cord that was, it was always twisted up. But it dangled to the floor and then down around the corner, because when you picked it up, you're walking through the house talking, and you had to have a long cord, man. But it's crazy how things have changed over time. And the cell phone now is absolutely, I remember it's funny because Back to the Future was done in 84, the first one, 84. When 80-something, maybe it was the second one. Which one goes Back to the Future 2? Two, it's the second one. 80 what?
Second one was in 89, the first one was 84.
89, somewhere in between. But they didn't have cell phones in the future. Did you see that? That was funny. They didn't have cell phones, and they had hoverboards, and... They have flying cars.
I thought for sure Marty would fly out
He still had a big one. He had a big one. And that's funny, because all the new ones that come out had these big, huge antennas, and they were humongous. And now all of a sudden we got these little tinny. That was Dick Tracy. Oh, just kidding. Yes. Yes, he did. And they talked on their TV. I think the guy come up on the TV screen, and they could use calls that way. But We've come a long way. We've got a lot of Star Trek type ideologies. You could speak to your phone. All you got to do is just ask Siri. Siri will Google anything for you. Google will Google anything for you. I mean, it depends on what kind of phone you have. You can just talk to it. You don't have to use roadmaps. How many of you understand the road? Like the numbers, the east, the west, the evens, the odd numbers, all those things. Yeah, if you're traveling on 70, that means you're going east or west. If you're on 71, you're going north or south. Odds are north and south. Evens are east and west. It gives you an ideology to let you know where you are at. When you talk about exit numbers are where that route starts in the state and where you leave the state. That's your first exit and how many miles it is to the end of that state. And so, you know, if you're on 71 and, you know, 30 is 176, you got 176 miles till you get to Cincinnati and you're on into Kentucky. It was a way that you knew that. But our younger generations don't even know that anymore because you don't have to have an understanding of that. All you just do is, Siri, take me to the nearest McDonald's. Routing. Here you go. And they just follow it. Turn left up here. We had to have some kind of idea where you were going. You could get pretty much anywhere if you just kind of knew the roads, right? But they don't. You don't. I mean, my phone just connects to my truck automatically. I just get in and boom, it all comes up. And there's the map and there's all the stuff. And, hi, Dan, do you want me to play your last playlist you were listening to? No, I'm good. I'm all right. It's all right there. It's all right there. But here's the problem. It doesn't make you have to think. You don't have to think. And that becomes a problem because when you have your calendar is in your phone, right? People have calendars in their phones and they put all their appointments and all their schedules. And it's good that you don't have to remember all those things, but it's bad that you don't remember those things. Because if you forget your phone, you forgot your brain. And you're not functioning until you absolutely go through all that stuff. So here's some apps. These are just a few. You know them by their icons. It's actually Hebrews 1:3 says that Jesus is the express glory of God. He is the express image of God. And that word image is the word icon. And this is where we get our English word icon from. Because Jesus is the full representation of the Trinity in all of his attributes. Paul says in Galatians that all of the Godhead dwells in Jesus bodily. And so that's what he is. He is the full icon. So when you click on an icon like Google, it takes you right to the search engine where you have the full capacity of Google. I think this one is, what is that one? Oh, you must get on there a lot. So what's this one? Instagram. What's this one? Venmo? Is that the pay thing?
Yeah.
Jeez, what happened to PayPal? Is that not a thing? Well, then what got all this new stuff? Man. So... Facebook, Gmail, Pinterest, Twitter. I don't know what any of these are. I don't know. Oh, there's Netflix. IMDb. Oh, that's a lifesaver right there. You know who that actor is and what year that movie was made? You just go to that one right there, baby. Oh, that's a good one. You're going to go download that on your phone when you go home now, aren't you? I know you will. But those are the things. You can have the weather on your phone. You don't. How many of you remember having to call the Weather Channel? Remember calling that like 411 or something? And today's weather in Mansfield. Yes, school closing. Channel 2. That was it, man. You were like, okay, no, come on, no. It's like, no, I don't want to go to school today. I don't see it. Oh gosh, the things we used to do, but. Amazon shopping, you can do your banking. I mean, most every bank has an app where you can do all your banking. Like I said, PayPal, you can do your Venmo, whatever that is. There's your Bible app. You can have your Bible right there on your phone. Your insurance, you can just about do anything from your phone. And some of those things are good. Some of those things are tools that are very useful, and you can save time on stuff. And there's nothing wrong with it. But, man, sometimes, like you said, when you're just trying to entertain yourself with something, just useless stuff, you can be doing that for hours and hours. And people do. They get sucked into that. There's games. Oh, man, you can download tons of games on your phone. They're just and people play. And I see people and we're praising and worship, and my throat gets dry, and I'll go out and I'll get a drink or something, and I'll come back in. And I see people playing on their phones or playing games or something. They're like, what the heck? What are you doing that for? We're supposed to be worshiping. But, hey, that's the in thing, man. So then you have social media apps. So you got like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. I don't know all the other ones. Those are the only ones that I know of. There's entertainment, Netflix, Hulu, Tubi, Amazon Prime. I mean, you can sit there and watch movies on your phone. It's everything. You don't need to have a TV in the house, a phone in the house, an alarm clock in the house. You don't need to have a calendar. You just do everything on your phone. Don't need a computer. Don't need nothing. Everything can be done on your cell phone. That is a huge God, lowercase g, within itself. You can order food. How many of you order food? How many of you are the DoorDash people? Come on. No? No DoorDash? Well, you can order for like Domino's for delivery and stuff. They bring it to you. That's still something that's pretty good. There's apps that you can, depending on what kind of doorknobs you have, it can unlock your doors in case you're not home and somebody's coming to do something or fix something or clean something. You just unlock it. You can connect it to your garage door opener. So you can open the garage door. You can connect to, there are Wi-Fi thermostats where as you're heading home from, you know, Christmas candlelight service and, is the house on? Well, I'll just turn it up a little bit before I get home. That way it'll be warm by the time I get there. There's all kinds of things that you can do with your cell phone. It's amazing the technology that we have today. But it can be a problem. How many of you remember the old photo mats? Anybody go through the old drive-through, man? The old Kodak photo mats, turn in your film, and then you had to wait a couple weeks to get those back? I tell you, some of the cameras on our phones today have better quality than some cameras, especially some of those old-school cameras back then. My goodness, some of them take pictures, and you can sit there and you can edit people out and you can edit this out and you can eliminate that and have just a picture with just you and a nice background. It's like, wow, you can do all kinds of crazy stuff. And some people do, and it takes up a lot of their time. But the thing, the phone has just replaced so many different things. And remember I talked about last week when we talked about the muses. We talked about entertainment as amusement. The muses were the old pagan religion goddesses, gods and goddesses, and they were the gods of reflection, achievement, and inspiration. But when you add that A, it gives you a lack of reflection, a lack of inspiration, a lack of achievement. And that's what cell phones do. They take those reflections away. You don't have to think at all when you got a cell phone, right? It does it all for you. Matter of fact, when you go on Google enough, it begins to think for you. Every time you start typing letters, it thinks ahead of your previous searches and tries to think of something that tries to think for you. That's AI. And it's like, oh, artificial intelligence, man, going to think for me. I can't think for myself half the time. How are you going to come up with what I want? But they do. It's amazing. It's crazy. And one of the biggest problems that we have in our day is that everybody thinks that they have to be entertained all the time. So what happens is, and this is the problem that I see a lot of times, is when somebody is not entertaining enough, you will pick your phone up. How many times have you seen people watching a movie that they've seen before, and then they'll pick their phone up and just start scrolling? Still listening to the TV, still watching the TV, but scrolling Facebook or something. I've seen that 50 times. Okay. Hey, that's fine. That's, you know, trying to multitask. I can only do one thing at a time, but a lot of people can do 50 million things. But when people get bored, that's what they'll do. Because there's so many entertaining things on your phone. So if life here isn't entertaining enough for you, you'll get amused by your cell phone. Lack of communication because of cell phones is out of control. How many times have you been into a restaurant and saw people that are texting back and forth across the table? Like, are you kidding me? You can't talk to that? That person's right across. You're looking at him right in the eye, and and they get the mean face, and then they're texting, and then they get the mean face back, and they text back. And you're like, oh, my God, you can't talk? Honestly, we're becoming more stupider. Is that a word? Stupider? More stupider?
Did you look that up on Google?
More stupid? I did. No, I didn't. But the problem is that we're going to go back to the old Egyptian stuff of doing hieroglyphics. That's all people do is send emojis all the time. You don't have to even type words anymore. They're doing shorthand or short text hand or something. And I'm like, what is all those? The TTFILN. What is that? What is this? What is that? And LOL. I was like, LOL. Laugh out loud. I didn't know that. When it first came out, I thought it was lots of love or something. I was like, LOL to everybody. Lots of love for you, buddy. Here you go, man. LOL. I didn't know. And it's not one of those things you're just like, yeah, I know what LOL means. You don't want to ask people because they're like, oh, you're really stupider. I'm like, That's good. And that's what we have to do. You just gotta find out what all this stuff is. Kids are going to sign their names in emojis instead of cursive. Do they even teach cursive in school anymore? Do they teach them how to write their name at least? I mean, years ago, if you didn't know how to read and write, you just put your little thumbprint on there. And I mean, that was good, or you had an X or something. But we need a better job of educating ourselves. I was watching something on social media today, and a guy come on and said that we need to train our younger generation to understand that America is not a democracy. It is a constitutional republic, and it governs our freedom based off of the Constitution. What's happening is we're being told that America is a democracy, and when you're told it's a democracy, then you're going to be able to change how you function, because a democracy is what? Majority rules. That's right. And if the majority tells you that you're going to take all your stuff and give it to somebody that doesn't work and do anything, well, you can't say anything about it. But that's why we have a constitution, because it protects our liberty and our freedoms. What are the dangers we haven't covered about cell phone use? I mean, outside of taking up so much of your time.
Distracted driving.
Yes, speaking of, they've got a new law out in Ohio. You cannot be on your cell phone unless it's a hands-free, one-touch something. You're not even allowed to be on your phone. And they don't even have to have a reason to pull you over. If they see you on your phone, they can pull you right over because of it. It's got a six-month grace period, like trying to implement it for all the people that don't keep up on laws and rules and all that. But I think the first one is 2 points on your license, $250 fine, and then it goes up. Like the second time, it's $500 fine, and so many more points, and on and on. It's crazy. What else? It is. That's right. You don't have to think, and when you don't think, you just become stupider, more stupider. Most stupidest. Something to that. Miss Marilyn. Do you have your hand up? I'm just seeing stuff. Oh, gotcha. All right.
Also opens you up because you're
That is a
false relationship.
It makes people be more fake. They're more fake on social media than they are in real life person. Because I would probably not say something to somebody. I would just be kind and God bless. You know, bless your heart and move on. But on social media, man, people, they vent all of their feelings. Like the Bible says, don't do. Oh, it's, yeah, it's, makes it easy for all those things to happen. Makes it very easy for all those things to happen. All right, let me give you some tips to help you, especially you parents with younger kids, for cell phone usage in parenting in a smartphone generation. So I have a little book that deals with a lot of these things, so I'll give you these principles here. One, practice what you preach. Children can see through double standards. It's hard. A child can really tell when parents have a double standard. It's one of those things, do as I say, not as I do. Well, you can't do that because kids see through that. Kids see through that. Don't tell me not to do it, but then you want to sit on your phone, mom and dad, all night. Tell me that I got to be limited to it, but you're not limited at all. It's a double standard, and that's what Paul says in Ephesians 4, 6, verse 4. The NLT says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but by the way you treat them, rather bring them up in the discipline and the instruction that comes from the Lord. You're to set the example. Solomon says in Proverbs 20:23, the Lord detests double standards. He is not pleased by dishonest scales. Lead by example, not do as I say, not as I do. They're going to do what you do. John 5:19 says, what the son sees the father do, the son's going to do in the same way. So however you do, that's one of the things that I laugh about when parents are like, my son's never going to smoke. Oh, yeah? Well, you smoke two packs a day. One of your kids are going to smoke because of your example. Well, they better not. I'll tell them. Well, don't tell them. Show them. Lead by example. It's just the way it is. Romans 2:21. Paul says, well, then, if you teach others, why don't you teach yourself? You tell others not to steal, but do you steal? You want to tell other people not to be on their phone. Are you on your phone all the time? That's something that we need to deal with. It's a double standards. We need to get rid of it. We need to practice what we preach, number one. Secondly, figure out how much is too much. Do you know that they have iPads for babies? Like two-month-old babies. They got iPads. Really? Why? What do you got an iPad for a baby for? What's that?
Can I watch it?
I remember when I was a kid, we watched Captain Kangaroo and Space. What was it? Space something? No, I don't remember that one. That guy goes a little further back.
Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody. Oh, yeah, Tom and Jerry. Who? Oh, that goes way back. That was just after you got off the ark in Noah's day. I'm just kidding. Has anybody ever seen the movie WALL-E? The little Pixar show? People use so much technology on WALL-E that they had to leave Earth because there's nothing usable there, and they're up in space, flying in a spaceship. They're in a scooter that floats because they don't walk. Every one of them are chubby because they don't exercise, and they're talking to people beside them on an iPad that's right in front of them because they can't turn their head and talk to them. So they have to be on this little communication. And I thought, man, that's kind of crazy. But it's just like the families that text right across the table at restaurants. You're not doing anything for some type of good. Manage the time. How much is too much? You set the same standards for yourself as you do your kids or others. So manage your time on your phones. Encourage them to do hobbies. Encourage them to do crafts. Go hiking, fishing. Get off their cell phones. Man, I remember years ago, we play video games, and Mom would just, we'd do one or two games. She'd be like, "Hey, you guys outside. You ain't coming in until it's dark." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And we'd just go outside, and you'd have fun until dark come. And they're like, "Okay, I hear food's on. I'm go get some food." But that's how it was. But they don't have that today. You don't have places where people can go and enjoy. We used to play cowboys and Indians and forts and army out in the woods and all that stuff. And it was fun. But that's the problem with having entertainment like cell phones, is because doing those things become boring when this is much more entertaining. And it's so much less effort and work. And that's what people will do. Whatever the path of least resistance, unfortunately. Lead by example. Number three, if you bought it, then it belongs to you. This one, it's very sad that a lot of parents, when they buy something for their children, it becomes their child's. Well, that's theirs. I bought that. It's a pack of gum. If I want a stick of gum, I'm going to take that stupid thing and I'm going to get a piece of gum. Well, I got to ask them. No, you don't. You bought it. It's yours. They live in your house. They follow your rules, right? Well, but my daughter's 29. I don't care. I don't care how old she is. Your son's 40, still playing video games? Put a limit on it. Midnight, you're done. I'm shutting the power off. It's your house. If you bought it, it belongs to you. Man, I would get off of that one. All right. Yeah, number four, find the off switch. There you go. Sometimes you just got to turn it off. You need to find times to do that, especially at the dinner table. That's a big one. I remember we used to sit down at the dinner. My mom loved to cook food. I mean, there was three boys and mom and dad, and she cooked for 20 people. And you just sat down there and just big bowls of heaping food. You just, pile it on, man. That was all you did. But you sat down and you had a conversation and you talked and it was great. Nowadays, people, man, they got TV trays and TV dinners and they're sitting right in front of the boob tube or in front of the computer and barely eating and just getting entertained. Learn to find the switch. Turn it off. That way you can make time for family and not time for entertainment. Number five, find out what you don't know. This is important because you need to understand and know what your kids are looking at. What are they looking at on their phones? What is influencing them? What is garbage in, garbage out? Unfortunately, cell phones are the easiest things for porn and garbage to just come in contact with. You've got foul-mouthed little kids in kindergarten that see all this stuff on their cell phones because mom and dad give them a cell phone all the time, and they're just allowed to look at whatever they want. And they're just foul-mouthed little punks that, what do you want me to do? I mean, they learned that at school. Well, be a parent. But you need to know what is on their phone, because here's another aspect, not just the stuff that they're looking at, but what is influencing their worldview? Right? Because there's all kinds of views out there. Listen, you go political views, there's not just Republican and Democrat. You have socialists, you have communists, you have libertarian, you have, what's the other ones? What is it? The Green Party? Well, that's one within themselves, yeah. There's all kinds of different ones. Those are just the ones that I know of that are more prominent. You need to know what's influencing them. Because when they begin to be influenced by things, it's just like us. What commentaries and what people do you listen from? What do you read from? Because those are going to influence your biblical views, right? So much. And so I would caution you on what you listen to. I love John MacArthur. I love John MacArthur. I've got all of his books and his series, and I go through them all the time. But I'm very careful because I know he is a Calvinist. He is almost a hyper-Calvinist, where God chooses in everything and God forces people to do all this stuff because it's God's sovereign will forcing people to do things, and I don't believe that. So I got to be very careful when I'm, you know, reading some of his stuff, because it could influence me in a way that I don't want to go, because I don't believe Calvinism is a biblical thing. So you got to know what they're looking at. Number six, pray for the best, but plan for the worst. That's the best way I can say it. James tells us in James 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, generously. He'll give you wisdom. You want to know? Ask. He'll help you. That's what he's there for. Amen? All right. Seven, keep up with the changes. Now, this is important. This is vitally important. The way that we live our lives today is 10 times different than we lived it as a young person, or you lived it as a young person, or Dale lived it as a young person. And back in the, you know, aught nine, when he was a teenager, I'm just kidding. I love you, Dale. I'm so glad you're back. These people don't like when I pick on them, but you don't care, and that's awesome. Most of the time, he couldn't hear me, but now he's got his hearing aid, so I got to be careful what I say. We love you, Dale. You got to get you to bell tone. Get your hearing aids fixed. But here's the idea. And I want you to understand. My daughter, who grew up in this culture, she went to school every day with a laptop and a cell phone, because that's how they did it. I will never get her to understand that you didn't have cell phones when we went to school. I didn't have laptops. We had the old computers that were the Macintosh. They were the black screen with the green letters, and that's all you got. I mean, and the games that we did, you know, are like, and it's like Pong, you know, and you're like, wow, that's old. We didn't have that stuff. We had textbooks that we had to take Hawkins brown paper bags, and we had to wrap them to cover them, because those textbooks had been around for 20 years. You know, my dad did that back in the 40s when he was in school. But here's the thing. They don't use textbooks. Everything is online. So how do I tell her about a book that I used to wrap to preserve it, to keep it for the next class? No, everything's online. You don't even have books no more. So what I say is that you need to keep up with those changes. They're not going to do it like you did it back in the day. You need to keep up with a little bit of the changes to kind of understand what they're going to go through and the challenges that they face. That's the problem. You don't stay in the past. There's no future in it. I get it. You know, you went to school uphill both ways, snowing, no shoes. You know, wonderful. Hey, I stood outside as a kid, man. I remember at Eastview Elementary, and the bus was always late, and the bus driver, I thought he was on drugs, but we still got on the bus with him anyway. But he'd be late, and we're standing out there all bundled up, you know, like the kid from A Christmas Story. Help me, Robbie, I can't get up. And you're just standing there waiting on the bus. It was 20 below, 30 below. 78, man, when we had, you know, snow that was 20 foot high, you still went after they got the roads cleared. You had to go back to school. You have a light little dusting now, and they're like, we're calling off school for a week. And I go, well, that's just the way it is. So here's the problem, and this is what I try to say. Don't live in the past. They don't do it like that anymore. They don't do it like that. You need to understand how they're doing it now, because that's going to help you parent your children. You need to learn some new things. Keep up with the changes. It's like our sound booth back there. Our computer back in the sound booth, it's not old. I think it's less than 10 years old, not like 6 years, 7 years. But here's the thing. When you have a computer that's about a year or two old, it's going to be outdated. Unfortunately, it's going to be outdated, because the new programs that we try to do for Sunday morning and stuff like that are not, compatible. That's it. They're not compatible with that older version. That's funny, where you got something that's 4 or 5 years old, but it's not compatible with this version. And so you've got to upgrade. And that's constantly where you're like, well, they didn't do this back in Jesus' day. No, they didn't, but they didn't have technology. Man, if I'm going to hold somebody's attention, I'm not going to have flannel graph up here. That's old school. Kids aren't going to look at flannel graph. I need to have a PowerPoint. I need to have a cartoon. I need to have something exciting to pull them in, to reach them. You've got to keep up with the changes. That's what I'm trying to say. You've got to keep up with the changes. This age of technology is changing all the time, and you've got to keep up with it. Sometimes, if you don't keep up with the changes, you're going to die out. That's just the way it is. Just like entertainment. Here's some principles. Do I got those on there? No. Yes. Yes, I do. So just like with entertainment, we'll get off the cell phone, get back to just entertainment in general. Here's some ways to combat it. Think about the things that you love the most. Do you get on the TV? Do you have to watch your certain show? Are you a binge watcher? What do you do? Are you a gamer? Huh? You got that separate room in your house where you got to go in and game? What is it that you love to do the most? Because that could be identified as your God. What affects your worldview? We talked a little bit about it with the cell phone. But what do you watch? Because for me, I'm not going to watch Democrat liberal stuff because I'm not a Democrat liberal. I have no problem with people who are Democrats or liberals because Jesus died for everybody. Amen? Okay, so stop separating people by classes. We're all God's children. But we need to reach them for Christ. We just need to do what's best for us, our families. Right? And I'll say I'm a biblicist. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative. I'm a biblicist. I vote biblical. Amen? That's just the way we should as Christians. But what are you watching that's going to shape your worldview? That might be a God. Some people worship that stuff, like Second Amendment stuff. And they're like, well, they take my guns. That's it, man. I'm going postal on people. Why? If they take your guns, oh well. You know what God told Israel back in the days of Nebuchadnezzar? You are going to be overtaken by another country, and they're going to take you captive. You're going to be their slaves for 70 years. Deal with it. Well, you come take my gun. Yep, and they died. Anybody that fought back died. But there were those who God preserved through it all. Remember Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? He preserved all them because they obeyed the Lord. So you got to be careful of what's shaping your worldview. That could become a God at some point. Just be careful. I'm not saying those things are wrong. Yeah, don't come after my guns. I protect my Second Amendment rights. But you got to be careful of what you're focusing on. It can lead you astray. Which ones are most addictive for you? What are you addicted to? Cell phone probably being the biggest one. And here's one. If you are marooned on a desert island, what forms of entertainment would you miss the most? If you were there on a desert island, what are you going to miss if you have nothing? Because that might be the God that you need to look for. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but the dusty old Bible characters that are found in the written black and white pages of the Bible can be more interesting than a big budget action movie or video game. They can be, because those are real life stories. Those are real life things. And we can relate to some of those. It's not about what we're pursuing as opposed to who. In John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. That's what we need to pursue, the life that Jesus gave us. And keep him as our focus, not these other things that sidetrack us.